The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. Two texts from the Gospel for this day, St. Luke chapter 1, verses 41 to 45. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Spirit. And she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." And from the Old Testament lesson for this day, Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1, "There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit." If you look at the calendar of the church year in the front of your hymnal, you'll find that this second day of July is designated as the festival of the visitation, meaning the festival of the visit of our Lord's mother to her cousin Elizabeth, the mother of John the Baptist. St. Luke tells us in his gospel that after Mary received word that God had chosen her to be the mother of the Savior, she quickly went to visit Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth's child, the as yet unborn John the Baptist, hears the greeting of the mother of the Lord, he leaps in his mother's womb for joy. St. Luke tells us that John was filled with the Holy Spirit, even in his mother's womb. And so we sing in one of our hymns about John the Baptist, "Before he yet was born, he leaped in joyful meeting, confessing him as Lord, whose mother he was greeting." In all of this, we see the great wonder of the incarnation of God in the flesh and blood, in the very humanity that is yours and mine. And that means that our faith doesn't rest on human thoughts and speculations and fantasies and wishes. No, our faith rests on what God has in fact done by taking on himself our humanity in the womb of that lowly virgin from the obscure village of Nazareth. Long centuries before this, the prophet Isaiah had said, "There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, the father of King David, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit." A branch from his roots shall bear fruit. And so in one of our well-loved Christmas carols we sing, "Behold, a branch is growing of loveliest form and grace, as prophets sung foreknowing it springs from Jesse's race, and bears one little flower in midst of coldest winter, at deepest midnight hour." Mary is that branch of loveliest form and grace, who bears one little flower. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay, who is, as we confess in the creed, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, the one through whom all things were made. Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, acclaims Mary as the mother of my Lord, and that she is, the mother of the Lord, the eternal Son of the Father. And so God, whom the heaven of heavens cannot contain, was enclosed in Mary's womb. God, who gives food to all flesh, was nourished at Mary's breast. God, who upholds the universe by his word of power, lay in Mary's arms. God, who sends forth his commandments upon earth, obeyed Mary in her lowly home. Yes, this is the great wonder of the incarnation, the great mystery, the great miracle of the love of God, who did not abandon the world to ruin, but himself came to save us. Several times in his gospel, St. Luke tells us that Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And when on one occasion a woman, having heard the words of Jesus, cried out, "Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breasts that nursed you," Jesus replied, "Yes, rather blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it." Mary heard the word of God and kept it. For what did she finally say in response to God's word to her through the angel Gabriel, the message that she was to be the mother of the Lord? Mary said, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word. Let it be to me according to your word." God's word to Mary was that she had been chosen to be the mother of the Lord. God's word to you and me is the child Mary bore. For inspired by the Holy Spirit, St. John calls that child the Word of God. The Word of God. John wrote, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth." God's grace is his mercy to us. God's truth is his faithfulness to his sure promises. When we think about the unimaginable vastness of the universe, when we think about how little we are and how short our lives, and when we also see the doings of people who are the willing servants of the devil, it's only too easy to feel very much alone. But we are not alone, because the one who has created the unimaginable vastness of the universe and holds it in being is the one who out of love has come to deliver us. Being conceived in the Virgin's womb and born to be our Savior. And because that is so, God is no stranger to us. He is our Lord. He is Emmanuel, which means God with us. He is our Jesus, to whom be glory with the Father and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.